The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, coming to you from the Highlands of Scotland. We spent a beautiful day at St. Andrews yesterday, just north of Edinburgh, which has got to be one of the most beautiful villages in the world. It's got a wonderful university there that's right up there with Oxford and Cambridge, an amazing cathedral that's unfortunately in ruins, but it's astonishing to behold. And then we travel to Inverness, which is considered to be the capital of the Highlands, and spent the day there. And now we're at Culloden, the battlefield, which is the site of the Jacobite uprising, the defenders of King James in the Scottish Civil War. But that said, my heart remains in the States. And we do have some breaking news coming out of the deep blue state of New Jersey. Jack Cittarelli, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, he is absolutely crushing it in the polls and in the early voting. So let's start with the polls. The most accurate poll of 2021, that's the last time Cittarelli ran, when he came within 3 points or so of defeating their Democrat incumbent governor, Phil Murphy. It's a national research poll. It has Cittarelli right now up 1 or 2 points. He's leading the Democrat Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, who's getting absolutely hammered in the polls after Cittarelli revealed that she like 10x'd her wealth since getting to Congress. So Sherrill's becoming your new poster child for insider trading and profiting off of her office. He's been hammering her on just being yet another Democrat. You know, Democrats have controlled Trenton for nearly 3 decades, and the state is frankly a mess since everything Democrats touch turns to dung in the King James English, interestingly enough. And it's working. All the polls are showing that Cittarelli is leading now with 1 or 2 point lead. And that's the first time we've seen that. To my knowledge, he never led Murphy in 2021. He's always been nipping at Sherrill's heels, but never surpassed her. All that's changed, especially since their debate over the weekend, which Cittarelli absolutely crushed her. So the polls are looking very, very good. And now we're getting the early vote tallies coming in. When you compare the mail-in ballot returns as of now, as to where they were back in 2021, Cittarelli is a full 7 points ahead of his running average 4 years ago. Now that's huge. The districts where Trump won by sizable margins are all outperforming their 2021 margins in terms of early ballot requests. By contrast, the Democrat is down 10 points from this time in the last election. So altogether, we're seeing a 17-point swing in the direction of Cittarelli. So if things keep going the way they are, we're looking at a potential upset that will send shockwaves throughout the nation. New Jersey, one of the bluest states in the country, turning red would be a political earthquake. Now that said, it's not just New Jersey. Virginia is crushing it too. The Trump won counties are outturning Harris won counties by a margin of about 2.5 points. The turnout in Trump won counties is around 61%, whereas the Harris won counties is around 58-59%. This is exactly what we need to be seeing. We need to be seeing the Trump counties coming out ahead of Harris counties. And if that continues all throughout October, we're going to be in great shape for November in both New Jersey and Virginia. And I'm going to show you exactly why it looks like we're on the cusp of flipping both these traditionally blue states. You're not going to want to miss this. You know, the financial establishment as a whole has been doing something similar to your retirement for decades. I just read a report that Americans are actually outliving their retirement savings. Have you read it? And it's leaving them, obviously, in a doomed position. It's really scary. And it's because their retirement has been set up the same as it was in the 1970s, using the same old default strategies. I mean, this is great for financial advisors and retirement companies like BlackRock and Vanguard. They keep getting bigger while your retirement struggles to keep pace with rising expenses. Again, just like how Kamala expects others to pay while she benefits. These big financial companies use strategies to protect their own wealth, not yours. They're certainly not sharing those strategies with us. But it doesn't have to be this way. My good friends at Augusta Precious Metals have put together a very important report for my audience. Now, if you have over $100,000 in your IRA, your 401k, or TSP, you need to see this two-minute report about taking control of your own financial future so this doesn't happen to you. Go to turleygold.com. That's turleygold.com. Or text Turley to 35052. That's 35052. You're going to learn the same wealth protection strategies that elite use for themselves, but now those strategies are available to you. This is going to absolutely blow you away. If you got over $100,000 in your retirement accounts and you're tired of the establishment playing by different rules, you need to contact my friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Click on that link below or visit them at turleygold.com. That's turleygold.com or text Turley to 35052. That's 35052. Your future self will thank you. So what's so key here to this new Trumpian Republican Party is the way in which it has effectively pivoted left on economics while pivoting right on culture. We've talked a lot about this. And what that's done is it's solidified the traditional Republican base, the Christian conservative base, all the while stealing the Democrat base of the working class. And that's been the secret sauce to Republicans being able to win in blue states and counties. So by pivoting left on economics, by embracing more pro-tariff and pro-union economic policies, this new Trumpian Republican Party has effectively realigned both the white and the non-white working class. And that's what accounts for particularly Trump's inordinate strength in 2024. By realigning the rural white working class around himself back in 2016, 2020, he maximized his own base in 2024, but at the same time, in attracting more non-white working class voters than any Republican in a half century, he was able to minimize the margins that the Democrats got from their urban base. So Trump solidified and maximized his rural base and siphoned off a record number of non-white working class urban voters so as to minimize the Democrats' base. So he maximized his own base, all the while he minimized the Democrat space. And that's the secret sauce to the win. Pivoting left on economics gave Trump a realigned working class, and that's how he was able to win the blue wall states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. That effectively boxed the Democrats out from any chance of winning the Electoral College. And that's exactly what we seem to be seeing happen in New Jersey and Virginia. The working class vote, both white and non-white, is fast abandoning the Democrats and embracing the Republican candidates. And that's siphoning off the margins that the Democrat needs in urban areas in order to win the general election. But that's just half of it. There's another key ingredient to the secret sauce of MAGA dominance, and that's the pivoting right on cultural issues. And the brilliance here is that if pivoting left is picking off working class voters into the new Trumpian Republican Party, pivoting right on cultural issues splits apart whatever remains of the Democrat base. So the new Republican Party is both stealing voters from the left and then splitting voters, what's left of the voters on the left. And again, this is what made 2024 so spectacularly brilliant. Promoting, pivoting left on economic policies was able to take and steal the working class, but pivoting right on cultural policies split them apart. And what I mean by that, and we've talked a lot on this channel about this, you take any woke issue out there that you want, right? Men using women's locker rooms, men competing in sports, CRT in the classroom. Take any woke issue out there. You pull that issue and you find that 50% of the left supports it, but the other 50%, the Bill Maher left, they oppose it. So, but you, at the same time, if you pull the right on whatever woke issue, you'll find 100% of the right opposes it. And so this is the brilliance of the new Trump MAGA populist Republican Party. As long as they pivot left on working class issues and pivot right on cultural issues, It promises to be the single most dominant political realignment our nation has seen since FDR's New Deal. So this is the heart of what happened in November. And if Jack and Winston Sears pull off the same thing for this upcoming November, I have no doubt we're going to see two massive upsets that will represent a political earthquake throughout the nation like no other. God bless. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.